Now, a new idea about climate change. Paint all the roofs and roads white. Hashem Akbari from the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab in California has come up with this. I spoke to him earlier. Would it really make a difference?
A substantial amount of difference. If we change the reflectivity of, say, 10 meter square of a roof, that reflects enough of the solar radiation that it is equivalent to about 1 ton of CO2 not emitted. If we do that all around the world, white roofs for flat roofs, cool colored materials for the slope roofs, reflective pavements, altogether they would produce offset of about 44 gigaton. As a point of comparison, that is about 1.5 years of the current CO2 emissions from the entire world. It is enough to offset the 600 million cars on the road for the next 18 to 20 years.
600 million cars?
That's exactly correct.
What's so surprising about these figures you're coming up with is that so little of the Earth's surface, you know, is covered with roofs and roads. And most of it's sea, you know, and then there's lots of fields and jungle.
Everybody lives in a house. People do businesses in buildings. So the best way of approaching this type of solution is to do it right at our own backyard and our own home, knowing that we have to change our roof every 10 to 20 years. We have to resurface our pavements every 10 years or so. And by that time, we can go to a cool option, basically at no incremental cost. This is a technique that it is being tested for thousands of years, and we do have good experience with it. It is clearly an option to make, Northern Sahara reflective. But if we are going to put mirrors on Northern Sahara, how often do we have to clean it? What is the cost of it? But on the other hand, everybody can install a cool roof and get the benefit immediately.
Can I just ask you about one other suggestion I've heard, which is that, you know, you're talking about getting light reflected from the Earth. Another is to get light absorbed into the moon by painting it black.
I have heard of quite few geoengineering techniques. The significant difference between what we are proposing, we know it works and it doesn't cost us anything. I'm not against any other new technique, and that's the real meaning of science, but I do not know how easy it would be to make the color of the moon black.
Yes,
I haven't done that calculation.
It would be very miserable never to see the moon again, that's true. If you're right about this, this sounds like a very significant proposal which could make a big difference in this most difficult of all issues, which involves so many difficult political choices.
First of all, I would like to remove the word of if, because the basic science of this is so simple that there is no question of if.
But the numbers seem unbelievable, that such a small amount of white could make such a big difference.
That's the beauty of this thing, is basically every 10 meter square of roof that you can turn permanently white in a sunny place, that offsets about 1 ton of CO2. The point would be that we have to keep these surfaces cool permanently, as long as we do have the problem of global warming. The minute that these surfaces are turned black, we would give back all those positive savings.
And that was Hashem Akbari from the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab in California, and that's it for now from all of us.